You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. A member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors took a trip to West Virginia this week. Fed Governor Jerome Powell wanted to see the economy of Trump voters firsthand and try to explain what the Fed can and cannot do to help them. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer caught up with Powell in Morgantown, West Virginia, and has this report.
Before he left for his West Virginia trip, Fed Governor Powell told me he accepted an invitation to visit Morgantown and speak at West Virginia University to hear firsthand how the state is coping with things like opioid addiction and unemployment, which is above 5% in West Virginia.
I thought it was very important to get out and understand what's going on in a part of the country that's not doing so well, even though at the national level, things are pretty good.
Now, the Fed can't create jobs. It's just responsible for monetary policy, that is, interest rates. Powell says he realizes people don't think a lot about the Federal Reserve or even know what it does.
People, broadly speaking, go on with their lives and don't pay a heck of a lot of attention to what the Fed can and can't do, and I think that's perfectly understandable.
You might think supporters of President Trump wouldn't like the Fed. Trump won almost 70% of the vote in West Virginia, and Trump vilified Fed Chair Janet Yellen on the campaign trail, accusing her of keeping interest rates low to help former President Obama. But the Trump voters I talked to about the Fed, they're indifferent.
I don't really know what they do. No, I really don't.
I don't know. I'm a dumb hillbilly that don't know much about that stuff.
That was homemaker Shannon Morris and retired coal miner Jim Miller, who, by the way, was just joking about being a dumb hillbilly. They're sitting in lawn chairs in the parking lot of a park in Fairmont, just south of Morgantown. They're part of a group that meets once a week, selling odds and ends out of the backs of their vehicles in sort of a communal yard sale. Liddell Owens is a couple of cars down from Morris and Miller. He's a general contractor and knows all about the Fed.
What I believe they do is they deal with the interest rates.
Owens watches interest rates like a hawk. He knows if they get too high, people won't take out loans for the home improvement projects he does. On the other hand, he knows interest rates can't stay low forever because inflation would get out of hand. He's already seeing prices go up at his local Family Dollar store.
And I have seen their prices go 20-30%. I mean, on everyday things, toilet paper, paper towels, things of that nature, they have just been going gradually up and up and up.
I asked Owens what he would say to Fed Governor Powell if he met him.
I know there's a lot of people hurting.
Up in Morgantown, Allie Harrington has a similar message. She's a single mom, a student at a job training program in Morgantown run by a nonprofit called West Virginia Women Work. It trains women for construction jobs. Harrington takes a break to talk to me. She says she's looked for a full-time job for 4 years without success. Finally, she got a job working weekends at a Hobby Lobby store. She and her toddler son live with her parents. I ask, is she living paycheck to paycheck? Harrington's eyes well up as she answers.
I'm past paycheck to paycheck.
What do you mean by that?
Credit card debt, electric bills, everything bills.
Harrington's message for Powell, training programs like this one, which gets some federal money, are a great investment. I ask what this training opportunity means to her.
It means everything. I definitely wanted to turn everything around. I want to be able to support myself and my child.
Powell arrives at the training site as we're chatting.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Jay Powell.
Powell sits down in a classroom and asks the program's coordinator, Misty Nicholas, about the center and the local economy.
Do you want to know about the program?
Yeah, please.
Is that what you want?
And
okay.
The place. Who operates this?
Powell ends his day in Morgantown with a speech at the university on the history of the Federal Reserve. He emphasizes that the Fed is designed to balance out national and regional interests.
The Federal Reserve was not structured to be entirely private in its ownership and operation. It was also not structured to have a single headquarters in Washington or New York with branches across the country.
Powell was trying to make it clear that the Fed isn't just interested in what's happening on Wall Street and in the halls of Congress. It's also got its eye on places like Morgantown, West Virginia. In Morgantown, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.